Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, with that thought in mind, shall we go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline?
We should.
He is our buddy from the NFL Network. He's a diehard Browns fan. I'm guessing he's allowed to go back to work now because the smoke is probably cleared out of NFL headquarters there in Los Angeles because, man, the NFL was smoking over the weekend. See what I did there? He's Andrew Siciliano. Hello, Andrew.
Happy New Year, guys. I had no idea where you were going. Tell you that.
Welcome to my world.
A dense fog advisory, so it kind of feels like smoke, and that is from where I join you now.
Hey,
very
man.
Very nice.
Hey, Andrew.
You don't have to shovel that, though.
That's true. You don't
have to shovel that. No, you don't. You don't. Is the question about who's going to play second base? Because I don't know.
No, that's not the question.
Okay.
Hey, just between me and you, trying to score some tickets for the Rams game, and I got the wrong zip code trying to buy tickets. Any chance you can get me a couple? Just curious. What's your zip code, my man? What's your zip code?
I do have mine, yes, but they're spoken for.
Oh!
Why is there such – this has been done for years. I'm going to sound like a Rams apologist here, but, you know, the Chargers, when they were in San Diego and Qualcomm or whatever that dump was called at the time, was taken over by Raiders fans every year. They did the same thing. They did it actually year-round. Like, you couldn't buy single-game Raider tickets unless you were also a season ticket holder or – had a San Diego area code. That was done back then. Even last week, and this didn't get any attention, but the Titans, they didn't block sales of seats to people from Cincinnati, because that's a short drive. But what they did do is say that your tickets couldn't be resold until 24 hours before kickoff. So it was a very low-key move, in essence, trying to say, hey, we'll sell you the seats right now, Titans fans, but if you're trying to flip them to Bengals fans, you can't do it until Saturday or Friday, the day before the game, to try to prevent people from just, you know, flooding into town hoping to score tickets later. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I do think it's – go ahead. There's another point to this. But
so, like, this is getting – I don't get why it's such a big – I mean, it's a big deal because so many Niner fans showed up clearly week 18. Obviously, that's why it's a big deal. But, I mean, teams in many sports, plenty of sports for plenty of years, for plenty of games, have tried things like this.
See, I just think the interesting play for the Rams, though, if you're a Rams fan and your dream – I know this might sound crazy – your dream is to see the Rams in the Super Bowl at home, and maybe you don't have enough cash for it, would you be willing to sell this week and get the dough so you can go to the Super Bowl? That's – I think
and
that's the fun play.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
And that has been brought up to Sean McVay. That was brought up to Sean McVay yesterday. Look, like I think what my I've seen season tickets going, tickets that are normally $125 a piece per game going for 10x online. It's a big game. And the other thing too is, and for those who don't know California, I mean the Northern and Southern California rivalry, you know, the Dodgers Giants, for example, in baseball. It is the same for the Rams and the 49ers. Maybe it doesn't have the same history going back. But, look, the Rams came here from Cleveland in the mid-40s, right? The 49ers.
I'm still mad about that move. I'm not happy about that move.
You should be. Bob Waterford and the whole thing, Hollywood, right? I mean, you this rivalry at between not only the cities but the teams is very, very real, and there are so many people from Northern California that live here, and vice versa. There are plenty of people from Southern California that have moved to the Bay Area. So, you know, there are a lot of layers to this. It's not just, oh, there are no fans here. That's not in any way what it is.
With that thought, the NFL had to be giddy about what happened this weekend. Is this the best weekend of playoff football in the history of the National Football League, Andrew? And I'm not kidding.
You know,
it was phenomenal.
Yeah, I did something on the show yesterday about it. I know we're prone to hyperbole, and, you know, especially with social media, and everything's the best day, the best day ever, the worst year ever. Everything is blown out of proportion, but I can't remember a better weekend. I can't remember a better game as well than the Bills and the Chiefs. I just heard Nance on the radio right before you guys called. Jim Nance says it's the best game he's done in the NFL, period. He's done a lot of damn good games. Because you had two quarterbacks in their mid-20s athletic prime. You scored 31 points combined after the two-minute warning. Think about that. 31 points after the two-minute warning combined. Whoever won the coin toss is going to win the game. I'm sure we can get to that coming up in a second as well. There were only four penalties. Now, they swallowed their whistle a few times. You know, they didn't go overboard. They let the guys play, but isn't that kind of what we all want? I mean, how many times can you jump off your couch and scream at the people in your house, oh, my God, did you just see that?
Yeah, that was the clean version. You should have heard what I was saying.
Yeah.
Except for, I would bring up the taunting call, but I don't want to go into that right now because we haven't really talked about it yet. But I do want to ask you this.
But let's talk about it. Do you want it called?
No, I don't. I'll be honest. I didn't want it called all season. I mean,
right.
I don't know why guys can't just keep their mouth shut and just play. I mean, do you really need to do that? It does make the game a little bit fun, but it's like if you're going to call it, call it. If you're not, then don't. Right? Maybe a sideline warning first. How about that?
I totally agree with you. Totally agree with you. To me, though, that was the definition. To me. But
you broke up
I
there.
I agree with you. I'm not personally offended. My brother always uses the phrase, why are we legislating morality? We should be legislating dangerous play, illegal play.
Right.
But why are we legislating morality?
I think we're in the tunnel, Jeff.
I'm glad. But at the same time, no, I'm here.
Okay,
I'm here.
You're back. You're back. Yep.
Yeah. I'm with you. I'm glad it wasn't called. But at the same time, by the letter of the law, it was far more egregious than other stuff that was flagged during the Acacius March and the karate kick in midfield on Monday night for the Bears. I mean, I was that horrible? I was at a TNF game week 6 in Philadelphia where, honestly, I think the Eagles were going to get the ball back in a one-score game in the fourth quarter, but they got called for taunting as well. They ended up losing the Buccaneers. So there.
Yes.
We have been chatting a little bit about our Cleveland Browns. I know that might stun you. And we kind of we've drawn the line of demarcation after the Browns win over the Bengals. And things went south in a big way after that. And the Bengals went north in a big way after that. But without Jack Conklin, basically, and Odell was gone after the Steeler game. They were both basically gone after the Steeler game. The Browns' offense had huge issues. And It makes us just kind of sit back and think, all right, our Daryl Reuters, our Browns beat reporter, he mentioned a couple of weeks ago, don't be surprised if they go offensive line in the first round. We thought, wow, really? Okay. And he said, because your tackle situation. Well, you have Conklin and Wills, but okay, if you think there's an issue there, and who knows if Conklin's injury is one you can return from, we'll find out, hopefully so. But you have that. You have a need for wide receiver. Do you have a need at quarterback? There are some things they have to sort through here, Adam. I was thinking of Adam Kaplan, Andrew, because he was with us yesterday.
I've heard of both ways.
And said, don't do anything at quarterback. Go with Baker. What would you think here that the Browns would want to key in on during the first couple of rounds of the draft?
Well, first of all, I'd say all those answers are accurate. Because no one knows anything. It is the 25th. We go to Mobile next Monday for the Senior Bowl.
Wow.
We'll figure a lot of stuff out. The NFLPA Collegiate Bowl, you're not going to see any blue chippers there, but that is this Saturday at the Rose Bowl. We'll have coverage of it, practice coverage today on NFL Network. So it is officially that season. Daniel Jeremiah's first mock draft released last Friday, guaranteed to be 100% accurate, has the Browns going D-line in the first round. I can't remember which one, but one of the 17 Georgia guys that are going to be taken off that defense. So we know nothing, and they could easily go O-line as well. I don't know, but I will say that they have to figure out, A, when will Jack Conklin be back and will he be the same? And B, yeah. And this is kind of the same with Baker here. I know I'm rambling, but how do you fairly evaluate a player? Like, so how do you fairly evaluate Baker when he was injured most of the year? How do you fairly evaluate Jedrick Wills as he was injured most of the year, nagging injuries? So I don't know. How about that? They could do any of the above. No one knows anything.
Yeah.
Who you like in that Collegiate Bowl? I like the national team.
Well, it's interesting. It's Marvin Lewis.
You got to explain this whole thing to me, because until you said something 5 seconds ago, I didn't even know this thing existed.
Yeah, so this is, if you had to rank the college bowl games, I'd say this is number three on the list. I mean, you can't just park in the middle of the road. So it goes Senior Bowl, East West, and then this one, the NFLPA game. But, I mean, it's had plenty of good players, like Legarius Sneed, the corner for the Chiefs, you're going to see on Sunday. He was in that game, trying to make it more present. It is Marvin Lewis and Jeff Fisher coaching. It is the third-tier game that will be Saturday on NFL Network. Next week is the East-West game, no longer in Tampa. It is now in Vegas as part of the Pro Bowl festivities.
Wow.
That will always give you good talent. Jimmy Garoppolo, for example, was an East-West quarterback. So that's the kind of guys you'll see. James Robinson, a lot of very good players. And then the Senior Bowl. The thing about the Senior Bowl, and we will have it a week from Saturday on NFL Network, Daniel Jeremiah, Charles Davis, and yours truly, is that this is not a big quarterback year, right? This is not, the most talented quarterback class ever. This is not 83. But all the guys that are in the conversation in the first round will be in Mobile. So Malik Willis from Liberty will be here, the former Auburn quarterback. Sam Howell from North Carolina will be there. Bailey Zappe from Western Kentucky, fascinating story. He will be there. Kenny Pickett from Pitt will be there. So all the guys, Matt Corral, that are in the conversation will be there. Although
Carson Strong from Nevada?
Carson Strong from Nevada will be there. They're all going to be there.
Well, that's good. I hope you'll check in with us.
Yeah, we'll find time.
All right, fabulous.
I may be in a giant spacesuit in Alabama, but we'll find time.
I'm just hoping you get to work okay wherever you're going. I'm hearing motorcycles pass you in the berm. I'm hearing people parked in the middle all over the place. This is like going on a California drive.
Guys, I am, if you want to picture it, I am driving up a prairie in Inglewood, California, and I'm about to pull in to NFL Network Studios adjacent to SoFi Stadium. And to my right now, in the parking lot on the west side of the building, are the giant Super Bowl experience tents and security. All the Super Bowl infrastructure is under construction right here.
Thank you. That's just as close to the Super Bowl as I've ever been. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, I'm now pulling in an Arbor Vitae. If that means anything to you, if anyone wants to map it, 7-Eleven's right across the street. I believe Mega Millions is 400 tomorrow. Now we have to flash all these. It used to be I just pulled in and waved to the security guy, but because the Super Bowl is taking over the campus, I have to now, wave 15 badges. Yep, I got all my credentials. We're good. And now we are pulling in to NFL media, but this parking lot, I'm sure, during the Super Bowl will be used for other people.
Is anybody in your spot?
No one. Well, good morning, guys. How are we?
Hey.
Hey, anybody famous?
We got to go. Andrew, go to work.
Hey, no one's in my spot yet, but I got to pull upstairs to the top of the garage. So
yeah, we all have spots.
You guys want to play-by-play? There are a bunch of traffic cones right here. Mark Ross is on the show today. We'll dissect all the Tom Brady stuff, Tom Pelissero, Ian Rappaport. Tom Brady's going to retire, all that stuff, you know.
That's fabulous.
All right, tell all of our friends at NFL Network that are with us. We appreciate them.
Thank you, dude.
Bye.
All right. Good night, now.
Andrew Siciliano, NFL Network, own parking spot. Big-time shoot-a-dime guy right there. Right there.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.